Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, thanks for tuning in to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. By 2050, the world population is estimated to grow from 7.6 billion to 9.6 billion. This growing population will boost consumer demand across all industries, from construction to food and beverage to life sciences, oil and gas, and many more industries. This growing demand means that we expect to see investments into production and manufacturing facilities, creation of many new jobs, and a positive impact to the economy. Ultimately, this positive impact will lead to hiring of many new frontline workers to support these operations. These new opportunities create new sets of challenges in the COVID-19 era. Innovaptive was formed to help improve people's lives with a next-generation connected workforce platform. Innovaptive's platform digitally connects the entire industrial workforce, executives, and back office to minimize plant outages and improve operational excellence. The company also has solutions, challenges that business operations will face to keep their operations running and how to bridge that gap. Here today to tell us more about the company, more about the connected worker and Innovaptive Solutions is the CEO of Innovaptive, Sandeep Ravande. And Mr. Ravande, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
And you're welcome. So tell us, if you would, describe Innovaptive and the goal of the company to kick things off today.
Sure. So, Eric, Innovaptive is an industrial software provider headquartered in Houston, Texas. We help companies save millions of dollars with the first connected worker platform engineered to combine operational field data from a system of record like SAP or be it IBM Maximo with step-by-step visual and guided work instructions for the frontline worker. So in a sense, our mission is extremely simple. We connect the industrial frontline worker with the back office, different systems, processes, and machines to empower them to get the jobs done faster, better, cheaper, and safer. We currently employ over 170 employees across the United States, Europe, India, and Australia. And some of the world's largest brands are our customers, including the likes of Shell, ConocoPhillips, Marathon Petroleum, and many other industry verticals that we serve. So that's a brief background of the company and the goal of our company.
And pretty exciting stuff, I might add. Now, tell us more about Innovaptive Solutions and how it helps the connected worker, and briefly define what you consider as the connected world.
Sure. Eric, let me begin by, speaking a little bit about, digital transformation, which is an overly used buzzword. If you think of digital transformation, it's predicted that over the next 3 years, $7.4 trillion is expected to be spent in digital transformation. And then as you break up digital transformation into different pillars, you realize that the connected world is one piece of it. And when you think of the connected world, you're talking about connected assets, it could be connected, automotives, could be connected equipment, and so on. But then in the midst of all of this, the human element is completely missed out because we are so focused on connecting different assets with the Internet of Things or automotives and things like that. But the worker itself has been left out. So what we are seeing is the frontline workers, by the way, there are about 350 million frontline workers worldwide, is an extremely underserved community for the last 20 years. And while we are connecting different things with each other, the human itself is left out of it. And we believe that the frontline workers' daily activities and workflows still tend to be time and task-centric, requiring different solutions than traditional office workers. So there's a true opportunity here to improve the working life of the field worker or the frontline worker by converging different technology trends like AI, ML, be it mobility, cloud, wearables, and then improving that ultimate working life and what we define as the true connected worker in the connected world where we can integrate their interactions with both physical and virtual surroundings. We are able to make their jobs easier, better, faster, and safer decisions can be made by optimizing the different processes that they're surrounded with.
And that response is most helpful. Really appreciate that. Now, do you feel technology has had to adapt to the changing COVID-19 environment? And if so, how would you feel the adaption has been made?
Most certainly, Eric. If you think of how our lives have evolved in the last 4 months, it's incredible, right? There was a time when we never even imagined that we would run our entire operations over a conferencing tool like Zoom or Cisco WebEx or be it Microsoft Teams. I mean, this is a new normal. We've gotten used to working remotely, and we're getting more comfortable, getting ourselves on front of a camera and a laptop and then communicating with different workers. When you apply that to the industrial workforce, we are seeing those exact same trends, right? So I think your listeners would be thinking, okay, what for an industrial workforce, what would be an equivalent of a Zoom or a Cisco WebEx? Well, what we are seeing is more and more in the past, we had smart glasses that were made available to our customers, but the need for such smart glasses was still seen as a fancy technology solution. But what we are seeing now is the new ways of working with video conferencing is even being applied to the industrial worker, which is what we focus on and what we spoke about earlier on the connected worker. With smart glasses, the field worker or the frontline worker is able to have a two-way video communication with a remote expert sitting in the back office while he's able to see what the frontline worker is doing and provide over-the-shoulder coaching and step-by-step instructions to go out and fix a pump, right? So let's take an example. I'm a frontline worker, a newbie, a digital native, right? I'm on the site. Typically, pre-COVID-19, you would have actually had an expert side-by-side paired up with me to walk me through the job. But with COVID-19, we're trying to find creative ways to go out and get the same job done and get more creative to use technologies. And with a smart glass, you can achieve the same, a virtual environment where the expert is actually guiding you step-by-step to close the job out, right? So we're seeing a huge change, Eric, here in terms of how the new ways of working is going to drive a completely different imagination or reimagining our business and then applying technologies to promote the new normal, which is social distancing and so on. The other aspect we are seeing, Eric, is the ability to use, mobile and cloud more effectively in the COVID-19 world, right? So if you look at the importance of GPS and contact tracing, as you may have heard, Apple and Google came together to deploy an application for contact tracing. Typically, what that does is it's just using GPS to understand the location of where I have visited in terms of my day-to-day routine, and if those were any highly infected areas or high-risk areas. Take that concept and apply it same back to an enterprise where they have so many frontline workers with mobile and cloud and using GPS, and then being able to capture the well-being of that specific frontline worker and being able to share that with his coworkers gives you a context-driven workflow along with the smart glasses that I spoke about as two simple examples of how COVID-19 is changing the entire environment, how technology can be used to run the new normal, which we are all getting very comfortable with.
Yeah, we certainly are, and it looks like it will change the way we work moving ahead for sure. Today, we're joined by Mr. Sandeep Ravande, the CEO of Innovaptive Inc., that was formed to help improve people's lives with a next-generation connected workforce platform. Innovaptive's platform digitally connects the entire industrial workforce, executives, and back office to minimize plant outages and improve operational excellence. And Mr. Ravande has joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Sandeep, you indicate that there are challenges that every operation will have to face to keep their operation running to bridge the gap between manufacturing skills. Tell us about those gaps.
Absolutely, Eric. I think after the COVID-19 pandemic, the big crisis that asset-intensive industries are going to face is actually skill gap. If you look at the average age of an industrial worker or a frontline worker, It is rapidly growing over the last few years. The average age currently is around the 45 years mark, but it varies by industry. And what this average age is really indicating is that the huge amount of tribal knowledge that is, you know, associated with the experience that these frontline workers have is starting to disappear very quickly, which means that, you know, tribal knowledge gone, which means the skills that you have to get complex engineering jobs done, complex maintenance jobs done, is going out with it unless you plan to digitize some of that information and knowledge into step-by-step instructions and so on for the new frontline worker who is typically a digital native, right? So a simple example is, you know, Manufacturing Institute now predicts that 2.6 million frontline worker jobs will go unfilled by 2028 because of the disappearance of this tribal knowledge with the average age of the frontline worker growing so rapidly, right? So, you know, I think after the COVID-19 crisis, this is a big crisis that you would expect to see asset-intensive industries to see. And we're already seeing a lot of our customers recognizing that. It's becoming C-suite initiatives or CEO-level initiatives where they're actually trying to understand how to close that gap really quick on two fronts. One is, you know, to make sure that the tribal knowledge is not only digitized, but extremely simple to consume for a new frontline worker. And then making sure that it's ubiquitously available on any device, anywhere, and anytime for consumption for the new frontline worker who is digital native, who does not know anything beyond a digital tool to consume information and process information, right? Gone are the days of walkie-talkies, those huge, big, fat binders, and roaming around with those paperwork in the office. You would give that to a millennial, and he would just walk away from your office or from your plant in maybe 7 days at the max, right? So I think this is a huge crisis, the skill gap. And, you know, I think companies need to be really thinking of strategies to be deployed. And I think the space that we are in, we are really able to help our customers realize such a strategy from a connected worker perspective.
Also, if you would, Sandeep, who are some of your clients and what industries do you service? Is it only the manufacturing field?
No, it's not. You know, I think our software is able to actually reach quite a number of industries. A good way to generalize that is, you know, highly asset-intensive industries, so industries that have huge assets, and that typically is your energy and natural resources. You have telecom, industrial manufacturing, and few others. But when you think about energy and natural resources, you're talking about the oil and gas, chemicals, mining and metals, you know, utilities, be it, you know, power generation, be it, you know, electricity generation, and so on, and transmission, distribution. So typically asset-intensive industries is who we serve. Currently, we have a very laser focus on the energy and natural resources space. But then with COVID-19, I think we've started to focus a little bit broader, going into life sciences, healthcare, and industrial manufacturing as well.
And no surprise to hear that you are in other industries as well. Now, what do you feel are the five business challenges a company is faced with during this pandemic of COVID-19?
Sure. I think, Eric, you know, with the pandemic, I mean, the number one on everyone's mind is, you know, people's safety. Worker safety is at the paramount importance, not just worker safety. I think just overall, we as humans, we are worried about each other, our families, our loved ones. And safety comes first, be it at a workplace or be it at a home, right, at this point. And we have a tough balance to be made right now, you know, to quarantine ourselves, to keep ourselves safe, but then also keep a paycheck coming. And this is difficult times, unprecedented times that we've not seen. I think the businesses have very similar situation. They got a business running. I mean, they're like operating costs that they cannot avoid. And yet they need to make revenue as well, just like we as individuals have to do the same. So I think the continued pressure to balance the two is something that, you know, businesses are facing, which is, you know, keeping your top line running, keeping your workers safe as well. The second thing, I think even before COVID-19, was the margin pressures we have seen. The margin pressures on, you know, these companies have been growing day over day, right? I'll give you a simple example. you know, we have a great opportunity with the population growing from 7.5 billion today to about 9.5 billion by 2050. This means that more jobs, you know, more opportunities to, you know, create plants, production, operations. But then all customers are expecting more for less, which means, you know, you want to be able to produce more, but you got to do it at less. So your margins are decreasing and the pressures on these margins are increasing significantly. So what we are seeing is, you know, companies really need to think about operational efficiencies and how they improve that. And they need to have a laser focus on being extremely agile while also driving, you know, autonomous processing of their information as much as possible, right? So I think from a company perspective, we are really helping our customers realize and address some of those challenges. The third one is, you know, overall talent challenges that we see. You know, these customers that we serve are facing the skill gap, as we spoke earlier. In addition, you know, they have to attract new talent coming in because with the workforce aging so dramatically quick, they have to attract new talent, and the new talent they need to retain as well. So I think the talent challenges is significant, and now post COVID-19, it gets even more difficult, right? Especially if you would have to talent to come in, and you know, you're still not digitally running your business, then you're going to face a tremendous challenge beyond the margin pressures, worker safety, and top line that we spoke about. The fourth one that, you know, I would say the general trend we are seeing is tied back to, you know, driving a highly efficient operation, and then which means, you know, reducing your overall downtime of your operating plant, right? So I think, you know, there are several different ways of, you know, tackling that problem. But more and more, we are seeing customers focus a lot to keep their capacity of their plants running almost at a 99.5% to 99.9%, which is the operational downtime. And then the fifth big one is overall productivity, right, of your worker. Being able to analyze inefficiencies in your workflows, processes, and then autonomously driving efficiency improvement initiatives is something that we are seeing. So I think to summarize, Eric, you know, these are the top five business challenges that companies are faced during this time. And I think they're devising different types of strategies to combat them today.
Sandeep, certainly some timely, helpful information. Really appreciate your input per your expertise here, and certainly appreciate your time today. As we conclude, provide some tips, if you would, in conclusion on what companies can do to be successful during these difficult, challenging times.
Yeah. I mean, challenges come with opportunities. You know, it's always how you look at things. I personally believe that, you know, the COVID-19 situation has made the human brain to think a little different and accept things outside of the box. For example, the virtual working and remote working was not even a thought that someone would consider being okay. We used to fly around on these different jets, going to meetings in person, sales meetings, etc. Now we have found ways to do all of that virtually right now. So I think, you know, I think what I've seen is, you know, more and more people are opening up their thoughts in terms of how you could operate differently, which is a good sign, which means, you know, we could potentially see companies actually adapting to new ways of working to be successful. So I think what we will see is, you know, more and more remote working capabilities, as I highlighted already earlier. We're going to see more investments in, you know, automated workflows or autonomous processing of things. We're also going to see a lot more investments in platforms that are highly agile, highly scalable, so that they can respond to such dynamic conditions. And that will really help the you know, customer or these companies to respond to evolving changes very quickly. And then the fourth one is, you know, the way we approach from such crisis. If you look at the crisis that was in 2008. The financial meltdown, and now COVID-19, companies that actually double down in investing into, you know, digital have actually not only rebounded faster to the future, but accelerated the growth even quicker. So in my mind, companies should be doubling down right now on digital transformation as an enabler to power their entire workforce to operate in a different way, and then be ready to accelerate the growth in coming months post vaccines and so on, right? So that would be my advice.
Again, Mr. Ravande, really appreciate your time and expertise shared here on the program. Your company there at InnoVaptive is certainly in the right place at the right time for sure. Where can listeners get more information per our conversation on behalf of InnoVaptive Inc. and also a way to be in touch? Where's the best place online to do so?
Yeah, I think the best place is, you know, you could go to our website, which is www.innovaptive.com. You can also certainly, you know, fill out our contact us form or, you know, request for a demo for Connected Worker Platform for more information.
And of course, we'll leave a link within the show notes of this broadcast to further aid the audience as well. Again, Mr. Ravande, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Thank you, Eric. It was a pleasure, and thanks for having me on.
And you're more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Sandeep Ravande, the CEO of InnoVaptive Inc. that was formed to help improve people's lives with the next generation connected workforce platform. InnoVaptive's platform digitally connects the entire industrial workforce, executives, and back office to minimize plant outages and improve operational excellence. And for further details, visit InnoVaptive.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.